This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the cooler weather that has finally arrived doesn't necessarily have us thinking about summer, but students who would like to have a summer job need to be. Today we'll hear from Tiffany Phillips, who works for Monsanto out of their Jerseyville office. I caught up with Tiffany last week at an FFA acquaintance day, and she says the time to apply is now.
I was born and raised in Jerseyville. I've been working with Monsanto for about 5 years now. Currently am their ESH technician. So I'm in charge of a lot of the safety roles. So make sure we're complying with OSHA, make sure employees are working safe, keeping things updated, and just having a fun, safe work environment for everybody.
Well, it has to be great for you to be working where you grew up. That's always an exciting thing. I know I appreciate that about my job. I want to talk about some of the jobs available at your location, specifically for students. As we're here at the FFA Acquaintance Day, you have a lot of opportunities for them in the summer months. So if you could just kind of share what some of those are.
Yeah, we have a ton of opportunities for not only FFA kids, but just students in general throughout the summer months. So we do have part-time positions where students can come and work on their off months that they're not in school, kind of get a feel for what Monsanto does, the agriculture industry, those sort of things. Monsanto also offers some internships that students can apply for, and they will send them to whatever locations need the internships. So students will be doing field work, maybe experimental things such as biomasses, taking samples from the fields, anything along field work-wise.
We're talking about these jobs that they would have in the summer, but the time to apply is actually right now.
Yeah, so we recommend that people start applying now. The sooner you get it in, the quicker we can start calling you and getting in contact. But we'll take them all the way up till May, June. Why? So the quicker, the better.
And just probably call the office or stop by for an application?
Yeah, you can come into the office any day and get an application. You can call, we can email or fax it to you.
All right. Well, sounds like some good opportunities for students around the area. Something else I wanted to visit with you about with Monsanto, you said you're really big at working with the community and giving back, and you said you've done several programs, and I want to talk about those. Fill us in on what you've been doing with the community.
Yeah, so Monsanto is really big with Monsanto Gives Back, which is giving back to your local communities. So the Jerseyville site really strives to give back to our community as much as we can through different organizations. The Alton Robotics actually got a Monsanto grant to help them pay for building their robot for the year. We do our Halloween parade. We give out flashers for kids to use when they're trick-or-treating to stay safe. We adopt a family each year. We're constantly volunteering at the food banks to hand out food to the less fortunate. So any organizations that need help, Monsanto is always there.
Tiffany Phillips from Monsanto in Jerseyville. Coming up next, we'll talk about some upcoming meetings and new rules for CRP ground after these messages. As we wrap up harvest and move into this cooler weather, the so-called winter meeting season for farmers is right around the corner. Farm bill meetings begin today in Mount Vernon, and the Illinois Pork Producers Association kicks off its fall regional meetings on Wednesday. Director of Communications for the Pork Producers, Morgan Booth, has more.
In November, we are having our annual fall regional meetings, and we've got six of those throughout the state. So it is definitely a jam-packed month that we invite any producer to attend, whether you're a member or not, and come out and get some more information.
So what's going to be discussed at these meetings? I'm sure there's going to be several different things, but conversations about current issues, or what could farmers expect to experience?
Yeah, we are going to cover a variety of topics. It's going to be very open dialogue, and we'll cover things from the new VFDs coming January 1st, any various issues facing the industry, the GIPSA rules, TPP for exports and things like that. And also, each session will have a bit of discussion on the 2018 Farm Bill to see if anything has changed on what we want from the last one to the next one.
So really a big range of issues, and I'm assuming this kind of helps you working with and your staff members at Illinois Pork kind of decide, okay, what's important to our members?
Yeah, definitely, and get input from what they are feeling are issues to them and kind of what they want us to work on, and also keeping them updated on what we're doing up here.
Well, that all sounds great. As far as locations for the meetings, I know for our listening area, there were some that were a little bit closer. So if you could maybe list off a few that our listeners might be interested in.
For sure. I know in your area, our first one is coming up November 9th, so next week, and that is from 6 to 8 p.m. in Jacksonville. Another one is November 15th from 6 to 8 in Highland. And then there's also one November 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Effingham. Like you said, there's a couple others, but those are the ones that would be closest to your area.
Okay, and any pre-registration required for those?
Yes, if you could give us a call or go to our website, which is ilpork.com, and register at least 5 days before the meeting. It's a little close for the November 9th one, but if you plan to go to Jacksonville, just give us a call. We can get you in. So, yeah, make sure you pre-register because we're having a meal at each meeting, so we want to make sure we have enough food.
Yes, that's always very important. You want to make sure that we don't run out.
No.
Looking forward to all of those meetings throughout this month, and I know this is a little ways out yet, but Pork Expo is also going to be here before we know it.
Yes, it is fast approaching. It's a little bit earlier than it has been. It's January 31st and February 1st right here in Springfield again at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. And it'll be the same format as last year with our legislative reception. And we've already started planning some speakers and things, so it's a ways off, but it'll be here before we know it.
Yes, it's amazing how time flies, and I remember from attending last year, there's also a decent size, I guess you'd say, trade show for producers to walk around.
Yes, we're expecting a packed trade show floor. We've already got quite a few booths reserved, and we're getting more in every day, so it will be a very large show yet again this year.
And for the expo, is there a requirement to purchase tickets in advance? Do you sell those at the door, or how does that work?
We haven't opened registrations yet, but you can either pre-register or register online. Hopefully we'll be getting that rolled out here in the next few weeks. And I said you can do that either when you get there, but if you want to make the process a little smoother, go ahead and do that online.
Director of Communications for the Illinois Pork Producers, Morgan Booth. And once again, those meetings start on Wednesday, November 9th, and that'll be from 6 to 8 p.m. in Jacksonville. Another one on November 15th in Highland, and that's also happening from 6 to 8. And then finally, there's one on November 30th in Effingham from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Well, some news about CRP ground. The Department of Ag Friday announced an expansion under the Conservation Reserve Program. Under the program, USDA will now offer a new grasslands practice specifically tailored for small-scale livestock grazing operations. Small livestock operations with 100 or fewer head of grazing dairy cows, or the equivalent, can submit applications to enroll up to 200 acres of grasslands per farm. USDA's goal is to enroll up to 200,000 acres. Farm and Foreign Ag Services Deputy Undersecretary Alexis Taylor made the announcement. Taylor says the expansion will ensure livestock operations of varying sizes have an opportunity to achieve environmental and economic benefits. Farmers must apply by December 16th. Offers selected this fiscal year will be enrolled into CRP grasslands beginning in October of 2017, and USDA says qualifying producers interested in participating in CRP should contact their local FSA office. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.